you're only seconds away from totally understanding your pet. All right, maybe not, but you will be smarter. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Pet Keepers. I'm Lee Cohen, your host, here with my guest host, Rick Pruse. Welcome back to the studio, Rick.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
In addition, Rick, this week we've got a very interesting show. It's going to be a little bit different than some of our previous shows. We have with us in the studio, first, Jamie Lampman, who is the director of the Ingham County Animal Control. And we have with us Jennifer Petrie, who is the founder of Stiggy's Dogs. Welcome to the studio, both of you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Rick, this week we're going to have a discussion about bully breeds. And just the words should make people tremble, at least if the media had their way in explaining
what. You can't say that. That adds to it.
Well, we're gonna straighten out what the real deal is when it comes to that whole thing. Our goal is to have a conversation and help people understand what it is about these dogs that makes people have these kinds of feelings and maybe where their feelings ought to be. So, with that said, I guess. I'll just throw the question out there for anyone who wants to answer. What is the common definition of a bully breed? What kind of breeds are we talking about? And what are the behavioral characteristics that you can expect from them?
Well, you know, that really runs the gamut. I mean, we have so many bully breeds out there. I mean, it could be they're the American Pit Bull, the Staffordshire. They're the Bull Mastiff. They're the American Pit Bull, I mean, you name it. I mean,
Bulldog,
yeah. and they're even, you know, you can throw some Jack Russells in there if you want to. But they're the terriers. I mean, but it runs the gamut, and that's what makes it difficult when people want to start stereotyping those dogs. You know, where do you stop with what is a bully breed?
Yeah, and I would imagine the general public, each one, when they were listening to them, one group of dog, oh, you wouldn't necessarily, that doesn't really count. Mm-hmm. And another one, yeah, that's obviously it. They have that personifies them. It might be their own personal experience that they've had. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And what about something like German Shepherds?
In the bully breeds?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
But no. I'm just saying there's, and what I'm thinking of is that there's a few things that are topics here. And one is the definition of what a bully breed is. Mm-hmm. But there's also the fear and the anxiety in the general public and what they perceive as what would be an unsafe animal that they were around and a safe animal that they were around. I know that the adrenaline can rush if you see a German Shepherd, just in its look, in its eye contact.
Doberman, you know. Rottweiler.
Rottweilers, throughout history. Huskies.
I mean, those were the topic of conversations 20 years ago. Those were the bad boys.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. Well, and so where did the name bully breed come about? Does anybody know?
No, you know,
I think that
I
was just a kind of group because people thought of pit bull as a specific breed, and it's really a mixed match of all of those different breeds. So they kind of had to dub a bully breeds to put, you know, all of those breeds that have the...
Well, and it seems like, too, there's been a legal distinction toward the terming of bully breeds, especially when it comes to animal control type operations, because I've seen where there have been legislation saying that certain breeds have to be treated certain ways, and there was a lot of controversy over what breeds were getting that definition.
They were actually, you know, developing breed bans in certain states, cities, counties, things like that. Fortunately, we don't have anything like that here, and it's a good thing because it's, you know, breed bans are really the wrong way to go.
Right.
They're
not
effective.
What is the right way to go?
The problem with the animals is not the animals, it's bad owners. It's the owner's behavior that is the problem, not the animals. It's just like a child. If you let the child run wild and crazy, it's going to run wild and crazy. But these animals, I mean, they're only doing what they're allowed to do. And you have to understand that in our community, I mean, we have a large population of pit bull and pit bull mixes. So, of course, it's going to appear that we have a lot of pit bull bites or pit bull attacks. Well, that's because predominantly the largest population of dogs is pit bull or pit bull mixes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, of course, that's going to be the case. But actually, German Shepherds, Rottweilers, Dobermans, I mean, we get all the bites in Ingham County, and they do run the gamut. There is a higher number of pit bull mixes, but that's only because 60% of the population probably in Ingham County is pit bull or pit bull mix. Our shelters is 60% pit bull
mix.
Well,
yeah, I know. I'm certainly chatting with out at the Humane Society that a large percentage of their you know, animals coming in there are pit bulls.
So if you were to compare the percentage of the bites to the population, yeah, it would actually be a low number for the pit bulls, yep, compared to the other breeds that, yes, are out there biting.
And one of the reasons why, you know, I'm kind of passionate about bringing a show together about pit bulls is I get to be at the store and I see the complexion of relationships, yeah, associated with, oh, the pit, sure, bulls that come in, mm-hmm, and the people that are there. I had a lady that was at the other side of the counter, and just because I knew we were going to be doing this show, and she had this most incredible pit bull that was on the other side of the counter, okay, or pit bull mix. And the interaction that she was having with that dog and the kind of connection she was having, yep, with that dog and the kind of control she had of that, mm-hmm, dog. And then when I brought up the topic, well, she was pretty darn passionate,
sure,
because it was kind of like, this, yeah, is her child. Yeah. Her words were, I will never have another, yes, breed.
Yeah. And that's what we need to hear and to see more. And that's, you know what, that's what the pit bulls were bred for. I mean, they were the American hero poster dog in World War I and World War II. They were the little rascal dog. They were the Buster Brown. They were bred for that loyalty, that companionship. Yeah. I think us as humans have kind of taken that, you know, to use it against them for the dog fighting and for the, mm-hmm, abuse. So it's, you know, there's so much that rolls into what this is about that you can't, it's not just, you, mm-hmm, know, pet owners and bad owners. It's, you know, dog fighting. It's ignorance. There's just so much that's brought into this. It's hard to.
Well, that loyalty is what makes them the good dog to,
yes,
be fought. And that's, that isn't, yeah, that the ironic part?
Yeah,
of
that
it?
Is.
They're,
mm-hmm,
the most loving, affectionate, loyal dogs, but that's the part that tore them up.
Right, and we've kind of turned that around, yeah, in them. But yet now, as Americans or as people, we're going to throw our hands up and say, we're victims of this breed.
Yeah.
We're not. We've created it.
Now, when it comes to taking care of these animals, I guess I would ask the question, Jamie, you probably get the first exposure to them because, unfortunately, you get a phone call saying, this incident happened. You have to deal with these animals. In your experience, are there some that are so far gone as far as their training goes that they cannot be salvaged as a pet? Or, I mean, explain to me how that works, because I would imagine a dog will do what it's trained to do.
Well, the criteria we use to rehome these animals is the same for all dogs. And we will not put another dog back in the community that we know is going to kill other animals. So if we've got a dog that is determined to kill other animals, and a large portion of the true fighting dogs do have this strong desire to kill other animals. And, I mean, they will go through the chain link cages that we have to get to another animal to do that. We're not going to rehome that animal. Who wants to live next door to the dog that's going to try and kill everything in sight? But we get a lot of dogs that absolutely do not have any inclination to want to kill anything. And we get German Shepherds, we get Rottweilers, we get other dogs that want to kill other animals too that are dog aggressive. It's not just pit bulls, but because of the ones that we get that we are getting from dog fight raids, of course we're going to see a higher propensity for that.
We're having a discussion this morning about the bully breeds, and we're going to be back right after this break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.